All right, Alex. Runner-up in the Classic, your first full season in the class. You probably didn't really have a second-place car. Things kind of fell your way.
Yeah, I just was real, real patient, and I was used to running real long races with a modified and just biding my time. And I think the only anybody I set up I passed was Jack. I think that was the only real competitive pass I made all night, and was kind of had a good start and rode there, and everybody kept falling out and making my life a little bit easier. But car wasn't bad. It was just a little snug in the center. JJ was definitely a class of the field. Him and Mike were checked out. I don't know what happened there, but I was happy with third. You know, Mike and Craig and those guys were behind me. They ran me real clean for as much as I was having to stop in the center there.
Mike did visit your bumper there a few times, but he was trying high. He was doing everything he could to get around you.
No, and we talked about it already. I guess I told him I probably would have got into him as many times as he got into me. I was literally almost stopping in the center of 3 and 4 to keep the thing on the bottom. And I don't blame him a bit. We got close to wrecking. If we would have wrecked, it would have been a different story, but we didn't. So pretty happy. My wife, my dad, my in-laws, my kids, just everybody really, really worked so hard for me for this weekend. It really means a lot to come out here and put the thing home in second. And just super, super happy. I think this is our 10th race, my 10th race in 7 years. So with a seven-year break in between that, come back and win one race and finish second in Classic, it was a good year, and I think we got something to build on.
Yeah, he came back this week with a brand-new paint scheme.
Yeah, well, we had the Ugly Duckling there for a while. We decided it was probably time to do something about that. It almost bit us. It changed the balance of the car a little bit, but we got here super early this morning. I think my dad slept in his car last night because he ran back home to get parts, and we don't live 10 minutes away like everybody else does, but we worked on this thing since about 11 o'clock this morning, and it really got better as the day went on. It was just a tick tight at the end. My in-laws brought my brother-in-law was here. Their cousin was here today. My buddy Frankie. Everybody sacrificed so much so I could be here and run Classic. It really means a lot to have that much support from your family and know that they have your back, and they're just a great group of people, and I'm glad I can be associated with them.